Hello, everybody. Welcome to our podcast, Ask Me If I Care. Episode 7. It's 7 now,
yes.
Isn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
Not episode 6, it's episode 7.
Confirmed.
Rob, how are you today, my sweet prince?
Each prince, feel blessed. Good.
Broke.
Yeah, too bad.
Yeah, I'm all right, actually. Feeling quite revitalized this weekend.
Yeah? How so?
Well, Saturday I took a day to myself because obviously my legs were hurting from the week, you know, biking and all that stupid shit. So now I feel a bit more juiced.
We're starting off with the bike early today.
I could do that if you want. Right, so where did we leave it off last week?
It made work.
Yeah, it started doing weird creaky noises and shit. Essentially, it got so bad that I felt unsafe to ride it anymore. So I left it at work, and now I've got a new bike. So that's bike number 3.
Bike number 3.
So first one's stolen. Second one is shit. Lucky number 3. So yeah.
So far.
That was another $75. Gone.
Jeez.
So yeah,
fucking hell, man.
But yeah, this one seems to be all right. It's got like actual suspension on it now, so I don't feel like when I hit the floor, like I'm breaking my arms. My crotch feels a lot better.
What about you? What about you, Rob? How's your week gone?
I want to know about your.
My what?
Your bike.
How's your bike?
How's your bike? Are you lost? You own a bike, Jordan.
Do I?
Yeah, you know the red and black.
Yeah, it's in the shed. Yeah. It's in the shed.
In the shed?
The shed.
Why is it in the shed? Why is it not down the side?
Remix.
Eric.
I showed him my bike and where it was, and he said, Hang on, where?
Hello.
So he told me to put it in the shed.
Okay.
But yeah, also, I'm fully moved up here now. I ain't got to go back down south for anything.
Guess what, Jordan?
What?
I'm fucking proud of you, mate. Okay.
Well, to be honest, Rob made it possible.
Yeah, but right. Put aside that bit, yeah? You've still got up here.
True.
You still got it.
Okay. True. You're still here, so positives. And obviously, yeah. Rob's done his bit. You know, he's fucking moved you there.
He's done the driving. He's done the moving about. He's had me stay over multiple nights.
Yeah.
He's had to deal with this mug.
Smash.
In the face with a brick.
Yeah. So I've got a mini list here for you guys.
How my day was? What the fuck? Jordan asked, but then
Brogan, hold your horses.
How did you? Refreshed. I've got a new 75-euro bike.
Sorry. Arret. Carry on.
Hey, don't summon him.
Come up, money.
How did your week go, Rob?
Asked him about his fucking week and I only get a fucking day.
How was your... Actually, yeah, you're Romanian. You get...
Oh, yeah, no, cool. Yeah, but, yeah. Cool.
Yeah, yeah. A day for you is about a week for us. So.
Yeah, but then again, the events of my week.
Bruv, what am I, a fucking Time Lord? No, I think... jump into my fucking Jippo fucking TARDIS, yeah.
So you got a smash window and the phone's hanging up.
It's literally a caravan that goes through space.
Has it got fucking sex little, like sex postcard or what?
Sex postcards?
Yeah. The little things that all the whores usually put in the post boxes.
Welcome to my new sex shop. Postcard. Boom.
Right, we're getting off track.
Yeah, mine's...
Right.
Yeah, more.
Sorry.
For the fifth time, Rob, how was your week?
As uneventful as usual. hoping you move up, and nearly losing the end of my finger.
Not
that bad. It doesn't. That made it sound a lot worse.
It is pretty disgusting. Like,
oh, it is. Like his. It was like a Johnny Depp finger.
No, it wasn't. That's man's finger was gone. This was like, imagine if you took a pencil, a sharp pencil, and just stuck it in between your nail and your finger and made a hole there. That's what it was like.
The side out, yeah.
Yeah, and then just wiggled it for a bit.
Yeah,
wiggle, wiggle.
She didn't mean to.
My finger don't wiggle, wiggle. Actually, right, yeah, carry on.
Don't ever do that again.
Trying to carry on. Play with the dog. Went to go and grab the ball. Then she went to bite the ball, bit my finger, and took a chunk out of it. Yeah.
I was there. It was pretty gruesome. There was blood everywhere.
There was the end.
We had to call A&E. We had to get the ambulance out.
We had to call
A&E. I think didn't he get a helicopter? Emergency helicopter?
Yeah, he got airlift out.
Helicopter. Yeah.
helicopter. But he was literally the helicopter used his flap of skin that was hanging off to fly him away.
Just swung his head and took off.
Bro, what aerodynamics is that?
Hey, you don't know that aerodynamics.
How big was that flap? Winging it about. Sheesh. Oh my god. Right, so we worked out that we wanted to talk about the Jubilee.
Uh-huh.
How was it for you?
I didn't watch it.
Never did I.
We didn't tune in.
Great.
There was... No, we can comment about other people's parties and stuff, because well, obviously when we went down to go and get Jordan stuff.
Yeah.
Weird, there was like the big street party that was in his street, and I'm not saying that it's a thing, but it was all white people. I'm saying that it seems like a lot of people that like celebrate the Jubilee, even though we should be an ex, it's a bit pointy hood, isn't it?
Is it?
Which, if I'm totally honest, the only coloured person I saw there in that vicinity at the time I was living there was this one lad that actually lived in Entrain Space. That was it. So, but hey,
you got the
yeah. You did get the days off. That was for me. I didn't have anything. I've already got next Monday off for Fincost, whatever that is.
Fincost,
the thing.
Fincost, Fincost, some shit.
No,
some sort of religious day or something.
Yeah, I don't know.
No idea.
I'm not a god botherer. I don't care.
Right, I have a couple of questions for you.
Shoot. Is this where I can actually answer it?
Yes.
I'll answer it now.
The stream's paused.
What?
The stream's paused.
Yeah, there you go. It's because you're fucking...
We'd like to see your beauty.
Yeah, I want to see your beautiful faces moving.
Can you see it now still?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
What is the most ridiculous fact that you know? If you know any. I would say
the skin on your lips is the same skin as you've got on your anus.
Trust you to know an anus one. What's that other one?
You'll be shocked.
There's something about raccoon. It could fit a fully adult raccoon inside.
Yeah, because I'm sure the ass can
stretch to 6 inches.
Oh yeah.
6-7 inches, which means that you can fit a full size male, like, adult raccoon.
Smash.
A duck's penis is the same length as its body.
And it's got corkscrew in it?
Yeah. Really?
And also, the myth is that with, you know how when in the cartoon, pigs always have curly tails?
Mm-hmm.
It's not actually their tail that's curly. If you ever look at a pig, it might have a slight curl to it, but not as they show it. It's actually their dicks that are curly. So...
I fucking knew. I knew Looney Tunes was a bit sus.
I was gonna say, mate, Porky Pig's been running around with his cock out.
All the old school fucking. All the old school cartoons are a bit sus. Let's be honest. What else we got? Okay. Is cereal soup?
No.
No.
Why?
Because cereal's cereal and soup's soup.
Yeah, but surely if you have soup, yeah, and you put croutons in there, that's the same as fucking having milk with cereal in there.
No.
I mean, I personally don't think that cereal is soup. That's a shit question, but...
Brogan, you've ruined cereal, both cereal and soup for me now.
All right, here's one for both of you.
What do I have? Do I have soup for breakfast now, or do I have fucking cereal for dinner?
Mate, that's up to you. You can have it for everything.
I'd happily have cereal for dinner.
No, I have cereal for dinner anyway.
Okay.
But...
Let me rephrase this.
For you though, quick. On the same sort of subject. How can you tell if something's a cake or a biscuit? Jordan, I told you it.
Yeah, I'll keep stim on it.
Yeah.
Is it something to do with like eggs or something or like sugar content?
Nope.
No.
Am I on the right tracks?
No,
it's what
think about when it
happens to it
when
if
it
it's left
stale.
Out. Yeah.
One gets hard and one is fucking.
One goes all soft.
Yeah.
So biscuits, when
goes
they're left
soft.
Out, go soft.
Yeah.
Cake goes hard.
Goes hard.
Oh.
There you go.
Madness. Back onto the soup one. Do you eat soup or do you drink soup?
Drink soup. Well, it depends. Soup. If it's normal, well, I'd say if it's normal, like tomato soup,
yeah,
then yeah, you'd be drinking it. If you've got like soup,
okay. So, okay, here's another one. Are you drinking it from the bowl or are you taking it with a spoon?
Taking it with a spoon.
Jordan always takes it with a spoon. Yeah, because if you take it with a spoon, then you're eating.
But then again, what if you have bread? I usually have bread and butter with mine.
And yeah, same.
So you're technically eating it.
But would that not make the soup a sauce? If you're dipping...
Guys, this is becoming like a conspiracy theory. Holy
like
shit.
Super drink or a super food.
I mean, but if you're dipping bread into the soup, does that not make the soup sauce being a soup anymore?
I'm going to shift you to the next question, which is even more controversial. Toilet paper, over or under?
Over.
Over.
Always over.
It's over. I can't touch it if it's on the back of the wall.
Exactly. Just think, you know, all the poo particles, when you flush the toilet, they all stick to the wall. And they go, obviously they go a bit on the toilet roll.
But it's going on your ass anyway.
Yeah.
It doesn't really matter.
What, are you like getting bits of your poo stuck on your finger and then you're going back?
Double dipping, isn't it?
Going back to if soup is a sauce.
It's always got me though, is say if you... made it like you spilt something on the carpet and you got some tissue and then you wiped that like wiped the floor or whatever,
yeah,
would you say that the carpet's then clean? Because obviously there's still going to be some of it there.
Yeah, but I wouldn't use the carpet to wipe my ass.
No, but I'm saying then you'll do like one wipe or two, three wipes or whatever of the carpet and then it's still not clean. But why do you accept that your asshole is clean?
This makes me not want to have a carpet. I feel like I want to throw my carpet out.
It makes me feel like I want to wash my asshole. Mate, do you ever treat yourself to sometimes using like baby wipes?
Yeah. That's how you know you've proper cleaned. 100%.
Yeah. Yeah, then you're just walking around with your boxes fucking sticking to your asshole.
No, how far up do your boxes go? Jesus.
Don't worry, Brogan. It's just residual come from where it gets.
Right.
This guy's literally like poking his fucking boxes into his ass.
Fucking your farting cum bubbles.
Yeah, nice one. That was about 15 minutes late. Cheers for that. This one, yeah, we all know what the answer is. What's the best inside joke you've been a part of? The answer is because no one else knows.
All that.
Yeah, but everyone knows what that is. I mean, that if you do that, everyone's like, what the fuck?
Or the biggest inside joke is that you both lost the game.
That's not an inside game, though. Inside joke.
Everybody knows about you're a massive. I don't like you anymore, Jordan.
My eye. What's the best type of cheese?
Cheddar.
I what's that cathedral? What is the cathedral one?
Cathedral City.
Yeah. Oh mate.
Mate, we went into Tesco the other day, and honestly, they had security tags on the Cathedral City.
Pikeys.
Like, how of bad anything. Has the world got to where you need security tags on specific brands of cheese?
Literal cheese.
What the fuck?
Nothing else. Like, if they put, like, I understand, obviously, security tags on alcohol.
Yeah.
And stuff like that.
But then it's even bad where they're now putting security seals on, like, baby milk. Like the powdered milk.
Mm.
Because it's so expensive for people to be able to afford.
Yeah.
They have to go and steal it.
Yeah.
Because obviously they have to feed the baby.
What is the absolute worst name you could give your child?
Keith.
Dennis.
It's gotta be Hitler though, isn't it?
Oh, I don't know. What about Mussolini?
I'm pretty sure if your kid went into fucking school with Hitler, they'd be like, are you taking the piss?
Now, to be fair, I think the worst name is Stalin, maybe?
Stalin? I'm pretty sure Hitler was worse.
Oh, I don't know. Or Rasputin.
What would you say, on the contrast, what would you say is the best name?
Rob.
Dennis, I think.
I swear to God. I was going to say, if you say Dennis, then you can...
Oh, where the fuck does the name Jordan lie, then, on the spectrum?
In the same area as asshole jokes.
I'd say that your name Jordan probably lies somewhere down your street from having to sit down after not being able to eat.
Was that a dig because I was eating?
No, it's the fact that you can't walk up your street and eat at the same time.
Right.
Take a break.
Fuck off, right?
With mate, you're not even fat, that's the thing.
With your pretend asthma.
It's probably not fucking pretend by now.
What?
Pretend asthma.
What is the weirdest thing a guest has done at your house?
Stuck his ass on my bed before I'd even used it.
Mate, it's like a trend for me. I have to do it. Like, before my mate Max, he was getting his house built. It wasn't even, like, didn't even have a roof on it. But we went to see the building site and see how big the house was going to look. How big it was. And I had to go into his house. So,
did what?
To get that out in your house.
Your mic keeps cutting out, Rob.
No, it doesn't.
It does, because...
No, it don't.
Are you censoring yourself?
No.
It just keeps pressing mute all the time. Okay, I've got one. Is there life on other planets?
Yeah.
Yes.
It's been proven that there's life on other planets.
Right, I'm not talking about fucking bacteria. I'm talking about
still life,
big boys.
It's still fucking life. Well, you didn't fucking say that, did you? You said, "Is there life on other planets?" I'm just saying that there is life, even bacteria. Bacteria is living.
Living
in your face,
school. All right, mate. We've all fucking
me
see NASA on YouTube. Relax yourself.
I have never heard you nerd out so hard.
Actually, if you know the statistics of NASA, you would know that 22,000 light years away, there's actually a planet called Urododos 5, which actually has a sentient being called a Twollig. And a Twollig has 54 heads and one major asshole.
And it's why have you just reeled off the plotline to a movie?
That's the plotline to Interstellar. South Park, if you want to hire me, I'm gay for it. Okay, so Jordan with your fucking bacteria boys.
Well,
did you hear?
Me personally, I don't think we're the only life form that's evolved to this point.
Yeah.
It's a bit silly if you think that we're the only fucking... What the fuck was that look for, Rob?
Mate, it's a bit silly that you think that you've evolved.
It's fucking chin's evolved.
Right, just because I'm fucking devolving, right?
Hold on, did you just say that his chin has evolved?
Mate, look at that Billy Goat fucking chin.
Right, you're not in any place to fucking take the mick out of anyone's chin, Rob. No, Dennis.
Brother, listen, yeah. Right. What the fuck are you eating?
Peanuts.
Penises.
Penises.
Penis.
I heard penis both times.
Penis.
Marmite penis.
Penis.
My mate penis.
My mate's penis.
You're eating your mate's penis. I knew you were getting close to fucking Eric.
Eric. Half time plug. We have new merch. If you want to go have a look at it, it's Ask Me If I Care spreadsheet. Go have a look at it. It's got a bunch of cool shit. Our jumpers while John's dying. We've got cool t-shirts, got cool mugs, stickers, and baby gross.
Awesome hats. Awesome hat.
Hey, the caps look cool. Ask Me If I Care. Okay, have a look. Carry on to Jordan.
He's not gonna. He can't. He's too busy eating his mate's penis.
So, okay, this one I already know the answers from you guys, but I'm going to ask it anyway. Is it ethical to eat meat?
Yes.
Why? Carry on.
It tastes good and it's a fucking circle of life, buddy. Natural. It's
good for you.
No, I'm not asking it that bit. I'm asking the ethics-wise of it.
Ethics?
Yeah. Like, is it ethical to eat? Let's use a fucking cow as an example.
Yeah, because I know how a lot of the cows are all raised. From, obviously, Jax's family having a farm.
Yeah.
And it wasn't a dairy farm. It was a fucking animal farm. No. Basically, they did it for... slaughtering the cows.
Oh, what's it called? There's a specific name for it, isn't it?
Arable is for crop. Dairy is obviously dairy.
Cattle? Yeah. Cattle farm? I don't know. Some shit
but
like that.
Yeah, anyway, you know what I mean.
Yeah.
But brilliantly.
I feel that it's ethical to kill animals just due to the fact that us as a species we need some sort of animal that we can mass farm without us dying out ourselves.
Yeah, but
if it's not cows,
some people would be.
Do what?
Vegan what?
Vegans. Hmm.
What? I didn't even say anything about vegans. Vegans,
as much as they say that meat is kill the fucking planet and all that, and like we're all the worst fucking people on earth. How much
worse than us?
How much death did they cause by using their plots of land for their fucking kale and their fucking avocados?
But then it's the amount of pesticides that has to then go onto those crops.
And how much water is being used just for them plants to be mass grown?
But then
all the insects that are being killed.
Yeah, pesticides that are getting used for then them to get into the ecosystem of obviously anything that eats the animals that eat that sort of shit. It's just making it easier.
And all of the rodents that are being run over when they're fucking plowing the fields because they've burrowed into the ground. You know what I mean? But they're fucking meat. God's people, so.
But to our podcast listeners, still, the people that eat it for health reasons, that's
fine. You do you. God bless you.
Carry on. It's the ones that throw it down our throats and try and...
Tell me that I'm a fucking evil person because I like a burger. Yeah. All right.
Tastes nice.
I fucking love chicken nuggets, right?
I love chicken nuggets too.
Oh, dinosaur nuggets, yeah.
No, not anymore. When I was a kid, yeah, not anymore.
I'm not a nuggy fan.
Excuse me?
I'm not a nuggy fan.
Somebody call an ambulance. But not.
What did you think about?
What about hash browns?
They are God's food.
Oh, thank fucking God.
Black pudding.
Black pudding.
Black pudding. Oh, mate. Oh, with brown sauce.
No. I just eat it as if it's like a banana.
What?
I've not tried that.
Don't cook it. Just trick in.
I've not tried it cold.
So good.
I've not tried it cold.
All it is just blood and sinew.
All these videos where it's like, oh, this is how a hot dog's actually made. And it's like, oh, it's got fucking bones and feet in it. It's like, bruh, I love hot dogs. You think that's going to turn me off? I'm going to eat more hot dogs because now I've got it in my fucking brain that I want a hot dog.
You kind of think, I didn't know bones could taste that nice.
Fucking hell, bones taste good, you know. No wonder they've got it in African fucking meals. Have you seen them? My mate at work, he eats rice and chicken, but he's got like actual bone bits in there. And I heard him like crunching one. I was like, bro, you're right. He was like, yeah, no, I eat this, the bone as well. And he was like, no, the marrow in the middle is like good for you or something.
Yeah.
I was like, all right, you do you, bro.
I'll be wrong.
Are you guys cucumber type people?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I also eat it like a banana.
Yeah.
Like when I was growing up.
The only thing he doesn't eat like a banana is a banana.
No, yeah, he eats that like a fucking orange.
Suppository. No, I use that as a suppository. No, when I was younger, Mum went shopping, and when she came back into the kitchen and put all the bags down, she was sorting out, putting it all away. Went to go and put all the veg away. She was like, where's the cucumber? Looks out into the garden, that is very... swing, like ripped open the wrapper and was just eaten like it was a chocolate bar or like a banana, and then she had to chase me to get the food off.
When you guys were over here, did you ever have tzatziki?
No.
You did. You had what was the kebab called?
Dona kebab?
No.
Lamajun?
Yeah.
Lamajun. The roll one.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's got tzatziki in there, the white sauce.
Yeah.
With cucumber bits in there.
Jordan, the other white sauce that you're used to eating.
Yeah.
Not Cup. Jizz. Nah, he's lost.
Nah, he's up. But yeah, tzatziki and fucking cucumber. Oh my god, that is a snack with like carrot bits or something. Oh mate, smash in my mouth and eat it.
Food in Germany, fucking amazing.
Yeah,
missed out on our bloody bratwurst, didn't we?
Yeah.
Why?
The people that usually like the stall does them at this thing that they weren't.
The stall people that were the what?
So we usually go to, I think it's like the every month or the last Sunday of every month or the first Sunday or something like that. So we go to that. It's usually a authentic sort of German bratwurst stall.
Like a German house, whatever the fuck it's called, the food fucking thing. Like that.
No, you know, like the German markets, like at Christmas.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a stall.
Like a Oktoberfest type of stall.
Yeah. Like, you know, with a big sort of dish thing where they have all the bratwurst around the outside and the onion.
Yeah. Smash.
So they're usually there, but they weren't.
What have I got here? Okay, here's one. Should drugs be illegal?
Because some drugs should definitely be made legal. Like, weed should be made legal.
Okay.
Because when Dad had his cancer, and he used to go through a liter bottle of Oromorph, which was like morphine, like drinkable morphine.
Okay.
And the pain that he was in, it just didn't even touch the sides. Like, he'd go through that so quickly. It was meant to last him like 2 weeks, and he'd go through it in like 2 days, 3 days. It was that much pain. But then it smoked weed, and it just settled him down, and he felt fine.
Yeah, I think the weed should be decriminalized.
Yeah. The only reason I reckon that anyone can if they had a solid way to be able to tax it, that would be legal in this country. But because they can't make money off it,
yeah,
then it's not going to be legal.
Where did I see it? It might have been on Facebook, but I heard that the UK have made that the market for weed is already there. Like, they've hyped up all the medicinal weed fucking England, whatever it is. But they've already got like the conveyors, the fucking machines and all that ready for mass marketing. So as soon as it's decriminalized, boom. That's like billion pound companies straight out.
You remember the job that I was doing before this, where I was delivering all the construction supplies and stuff? I delivered to a warehouse that was being built, and they had these.
Okay, so what was with your old job?
Yeah, so I reckon they're now going to make it so that instead of taking land for, you know, crops.
Yeah.
Because they can then obviously stack these things on top of each other. Loads of stuff's going to go into warehouses.
It's like that fucking movie. What the fuck?
Pineapple Express.
No, the one we watched recently. Gentleman? Something Gentleman?
Oh, yeah.
The Gentleman or whatever?
Yeah.
I can imagine it being like that.
With little fucking ISO containers.
Yeah, and underground, it's like a full-on fucking, like, 200 football fields worth of fucking weed growing.
That was a sick film.
That was quite wild. Rob, if you could be a streamer, but you only had to play just one game, what would it be? One game the whole time.
Mm.
Well, you are making money from it, obviously.
See, I wouldn't mind it being Rust or Ark or some sort of survival game.
Yeah.
Because survival games are my happy place. But I'd probably go with, like, GTA, just because of the diversity.
Okay.
You know, if you get bored of something, you want to just do some driving, then you can do the driving. If you want to do shooting, you can do shooting.
Which GTA, though?
5. How much extra there is now.
Jordan's face.
I was going to say San Andreas or Vice City or, you know. I weren't a massive fan of GTA 4.
No, I didn't.
Like, I played it a lot, but I wasn't a massive fan.
The one thing I liked about GTA 4 were the car mechanics. The mechanics, the engine that it was on, I think was good. It was. Yeah. It had a realistic feel. And then they went on to a different kind of engine with GTA 5. And everything didn't feel as ragdolly. Obviously, in GTA 4, if you went out the windscreen...
Oh, yeah.
You'd fucking roll. You knew about it.
You'd go to the fetal position straight up.
Yeah. In GTA 5, you kind of... You do still go out of the windscreen, but you kind of just...
Bounce.
In the same position and bounce along the fucking road. It's still ragdoll effect in there, but... It wasn't as good as GTA 4. GTA 5's story, I think, was really good.
I think I would go with World of Warcraft, probably.
Oh.
Because technically, an expansion is not a new game.
No.
Yeah.
So then you could just carry on playing the new thing. Well, no, because fair one. Because you have to buy it, don't you? So that is a new.
I want you guys to guess what mine would be.
Tomb Raider.
I was gonna say Tomb Raider.
You know me too well.
Yeah,
Tomb Raider, hands down, easy.
No. One.
No, you can only play one though.
Tomb Raider 2.
Hmm. That's the one with the robots in it.
No, Tomb Raider 2 is the one. Right. Don't make me nerd out again.
No, actually.
Is that the one where she wears the shorts and has the guns?
Oh, is that triangle nips or is that a normal one?
I think in Tomb Raider 2, they were less polygony. Well, it's still fucking polygons, but...
More rounded.
What you're saying
is... Not that I've looked.
What you were saying is... Okay, Dennis, what he is saying, I'll translate for you. It was a hard wank, but he got through it.
I commend you. I commend you, my G.
Now I know why you picked GTA 5. The strip club.
Strip club.
And prostitutes.
Yeah, you still don't really see much with the prostitutes in.
I have a very vivid imagination, good sir.
I bet you do.
Oh, you know what? You could even do technically VR GTA.
Oh, mate, that'd be pretty sick, actually.
Is that a real thing? Well, it's got first person, so surely...
I don't think it's VR yet. It's in the future, it probably will be. There probably will be a thing, because Rise of the Tomb Raider, the new series they've made.
Yeah.
That the Rise of the Tomb Raider is VR.
Okay, is it any good?
I don't know. No, I haven't tried it. But you've got VR, and you did get the Tomb Raiders for free.
Oh.
I told you about it, didn't you? So you've got Rise of the Tomb Raider, and you've got VR now as well.
Okay, I'll
give it a go.
Give it a go?
Yeah.
Maybe it's wild. I've actually played one Tomb Raider.
What one?
The PlayStation 1. I don't know what that one was.
There was a lot of them.
I have no idea. It was Triangle probably, Nips, I think.
Probably the first one.
Yeah, probably. No, it was Fridge Man.
Tomb Raider 2.
Where you can lock him in the fridge.
Yeah, Tomb Raider 2.
Yeah, that one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's my Yeah, Tomb Raider 2 was my favourite one. Then Tomb Raider, the first Tomb Raider that came out.
Yeah.
Then Last Revelations.
Okay.
Which was technically the fifth one.
New question, different angle. If you could be inside one game, game would you be in?
Red Dead Redemption.
Ooh, Red Dead. Fuck that. Mate, I'd be dead instantly.
Mate, I'd be on VR porn. Come on, bro.
So, VR chat.
VR chat. No.
That's loads of fucking little weebs. And
they're all like 10, mate.
Yeah.
Still.
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 The fuck? I'm out. You know what? Skyrim.
I'd be dead. I'd kick a chicken and I'd die straight away.
I 100% know you would do that. Get the fuck out of my way. Boom. You've gone against the kingdom, you have. Fuck.
It's the Daedra, you see.
Oh, look at that dragon behind you.
Fuck. Oh, fuck. Fucking starts speaking fucking lizard at me.
Who's do rah?
With you saying that being in a game, though.
Oh,
you,
yeah.
Have you got the respawns as if you was in the game, or
just
living the game and then?
Okay. We'll
like
say
a side character, main character, NPC.
No, we'll say if the game has a hardcore mode, it's always on. If it doesn't, then it's fine. Then you've got respawns like usual. So like Call of Duty, it would be hardcore on. So you'd only be in hardcore.
Oh, I'm all right then.
If you're in Fallout, you'd still have survivor mode, so you would not have respawns.
I'm alright then.
What did you have?
Red Dead Redemption 2.
That's got no. That's got fucking hardcore in there.
No, it doesn't.
I swear that's got like a survivor mode or some shit.
No. Probably in fucking Red Dead Online. Not a story.
Okay, yeah, okay, yeah, yeah.
It's just GTA, but Western times.
Just what mad. It is.
Yeah.
Rob?
Uno.
Uno. That's got a hardcore in there. You lose, you're dead.
Yeah. Rob, imagine being in Risk and doing the zombie mode.
That pissed me off. Every three turns that they're going to take your biggest fucking thing.
Every time me and Rob did the zombie mode, and every time we got rid of the zombie, we'll just be fucking around, and then the zombies will just magically come back.
Yeah.
Even though we've defeated them. And they'd obviously go for your biggest area, the biggest place you've got, with the most amount of, like, numbers on it, it'll have that spot. Fucking love it. But anyway, what game would you be in?
Yeah, Rob. Roberto Carlos?
Among Us.
Just
instantly voted off. He did. Okay.
Oh, there you, because you want to be part of the, you want to be part of the real life Bush clan.
The Bush boys. Bushmen. Bushmen clan.
Bushmen clan.
Okay, here's one. We have to choose for each other who our persona, what game fits our personas.
I swear to God, if you guys fucking choose Warzone, I'm going to flip.
Definitely.
Well, obviously, you're going to fucking flip if we choose Warzone.
For Jordan.
For you, Brogan, for some reason, I BioShock in mind.
Oh my God. Yeah, nah, I'm gay for that. Yeah, which one though?
Infinite.
Yeah. This guy, He's got, I got to think.
I reckon for Jordan, Fallout. Like Fallout.
You do look like a dusty type of guy, you know.
He does look like a dusty ute, yeah.
Yeah, you are definitely a dusty ute.
Sorry.
Oh! Rob, you've done it.
What?
You've reminded me of merch that I wanted to make. That was it. It was Dusty Ute. I wanted it to like have like a white t-shirt with just black writing. Dusty Ute. But I don't know how you spell Ute.
Y-U-T-E.
Yeah.
Is it?
Oh. All right. Have a look. Have a look on Urban Dictionary.
It's got to be Y-U-T-E.
Y-U? Y-U?
Y-U?
That sounds weird. Y-U-T-E? Y-U-T-E?
Y-U-T-E, mate.
Blood.
Oh, we got to think of a game that fits Rob's persona.
See, I know that he would love it if it was Rust.
No.
But I feel...
No. I'm feeling Forza.
Yeah?
Ooh. I'm feeling Forza for him.
Cars do make me happy.
Exactly.
If it was a game that... Because I know that you love your Deadpools, right?
Deadpool the game,
isn't it?
Completed it, mate.
Oh, sorry, Jay, from In Between Us.
No, I completed it.
I know, so have I.
I got it on digital download, completed it, so that I didn't have to open up the actual disc copy that I've got.
I know, I saw that. I saw that game in the...
It was sealed.
Little display case, still in the packet, still in the
That's
seal.
His fucking game. Definitely.
With a little sprinkle of Forza in there.
Forza? Isn't there a new one coming out? 7?
There's already one to come out.
Yeah, there's already a new one to come out.
Forza Horizon 5.
Oh.
It's on Game Pass. Got it.
Oh.
Got it downloaded and still haven't played it.
Oh, remember that fucking nice summer's day when we created Jeff in Forza? That was good shit. Mate, and it was beast.
Oh, yeah.
It was fucking fast. Well, fast is not the right word.
You know, I'm pretty appalled that they didn't have a Vectra in Forza. I think they should have Vauxhall Vectras in Forza. They got courses in there, haven't they?
Do they?
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah. Never seen one, actually.
Do they have a Toyota Yaris? I swear down.
Of course they do. They must have. Every racing game has a Yaris. Like Gran Turismo has a Yaris for the Sunday Cup races.
Oh my god. What else could you think? Can you think of any other gaming questions?
If you were in a room.
Yeah.
With two video game villains, and you had two bullets. Well, you had one bullet. Who would you kill first?
From a specific game or two separate villains?
Two separate villains from two separate games. You had a bullet in a gun. You were in that room with them, and you had a choice.
You were allowed to shoot one.
Yeah. Which would
you shoot? So, from my favorite game, it would be. Probably Gul'dan from fucking World of Warcraft.
No idea who that is, but carry on.
He's like some weird gimpy orc who's green. Gimp. Oh. And what other games? What's that? What are my other fucking favourite? I don't know. The Ender Dragon, I guess, because I play Minecraft all the time, innit?
But who would you shoot?
Gul'dan. Fuck that guy in the face. My brother sucks out souls from Draenei. He emotionally damages those boys.
How about you, Rob? Any other player in Rust?
See, that's the thing. I play Rust because a lot of people play it to be toxic and... You know, just go and ruin other people's days. But then I'll play it just to have a laugh. But you've seen how I play it. I end up having everyone on server liking me and just giving me free shit.
Yeah.
But,
what's your favourite games?
Deadpool.
What's the villain in Deadpool? Deadpool?
Cable in the game. Yeah.
Is it Cable? Is he the villain?
I think. He starts off as the villain, I think, but then I think it switches to someone I haven't played it in a long, long time. Who was the one out of Call of Duty? Not Captain Price, but the one that turned around and shot him.
General.
Yeah, the general.
You know
guy.
What I'm all about.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
And then you Shepherd go in and you fucking stab him.
Shepherd.
Yeah. Shepherd, that was Shepherd. It. So Shepherd yeah. would be one.
Okay, so Shepherd and Cable.
No. Dr. Robotnik.
Good old Sonic.
Dr. Robotnik.
Good old Sonic games.
Who would you shoot?
Dr. Robotnik.
Fucking, Shepherd. That fuck Shepherd.
Eggman cunt.
Yeah, Shepherd.
Fucking eggy cunt.
Fucking eggy prick.
Young Jordan. So, something from like Tomb Raider.
Trying to steal Sonic's rings.
Well, Tomb Raider, there's... Yeah.
But Robotnik's already sucked them rings. Sorry.
German. From Bloodborne.
Who, which one's that one? The end boss, is it?
He's one of the end bosses in Bloodborne.
Okay.
With Bloodborne. Peep the...
Tattoos.
The tattoo. Favorite game on ARM.
So German and it's gotta be from fucking Lara Croft because that's like your boy game.
There's no boss in that game that in any of the games that are actually difficult.
What else do you play? Warzone.
I'm trying to think. No, the like, player. Yeah, any other person. My rage. I'll just put my rage in the room. My rage. fucking Lazarevich from Uncharted 2.
Lazarevich. Russian,
Uncharted
yeah.
2. He's Russian. And I think I'd have to shoot Lazarevich because I played Uncharted 2 all the way through and crushing on the hardest difficulty.
Shit on you, Jordan.
He's a fucking cunt to beat at the end. Because it's just, you've got to run around in a circle as the fucking, as he's chasing it. As the fucking world, like, all the levels, like, breaking apart and that, as you go along. It's just fucking, yeah, Lazarevich, I'd shoot him. If I had two bullets in the gun, I'd shoot him twice.
Fuck that cunt.
All right, then.
At least with German.
German the German.
But have you ever played Bloodborne? It's just like any other like Dark Souls.
No, I've watched Jack play it, but I'm not fucking.
Such a good game.
And Elden Ring, I watched that full gameplay.
Yeah,
same. So
you need to. I've tried playing fucking Elden Ring, but my controller didn't work. And then I tried playing it on mouse and keyboard. Never again.
What, so it's hard? Isn't it harder on mouse and keyboard or something?
Yeah.
Why?
Because of all the buttons you've got to press, I think.
So many buttons and you've got a...
So I'm guessing the controller simplifies it.
Yeah.
Yeah, so much. And there's yes or right, you can say, yeah, you're a mouse, so you'll get those quick turns in, but there's just some things you've got to roll and quick turn. You've got a fucking jump back and turn. You got fucking, there's a whole different combinations of movements you got to do on Dark Souls games.
Sekiro.
Shadows Die Twice. I haven't played that, but I've seen people play it. But I don't think that actually lived up to any person's expectations. Elden Ring has.
Elden Ring smashed it.
Yeah. Bloodborne smashed it. I want them to make a Bloodborne 2.
I've got a question for you two then.
What?
Because obviously we've done the whole question of if you could be in any game or if you could get rid of a villain from a game.
Yeah.
If you could be any supporting character in a game, who would you be? Can't be a main character. Can be in like the main storyline, but just not a main character.
Well, I can't choose anything from fucking Tomb Raider because she doesn't have any fucking supporting character.
You'd be the fucking butler and get stuck in a fucking freezer.
I'd be her pistols. There you go.
Supporting character. Supporting roles in the credits. Jordan as pistols. Pew pew. Fucking hell, that's a hard one, you know.
I'd probably have. Oh.
Oh, I know what. From Skyrim.
Ah, Serena.
Serena.
Yeah,
I fucking knew you were gonna pick Serena.
It's gotta be in it.
She fit though.
Yeah, yeah.
She fit.
She's got Bunda. I like that.
And she vampire. And she Gothka.
I like all of the above. Smash.
Check. I'd have to be a girl as well. I'd have to be Ellie from The Last of Us. She still has a supporting character.
Yeah, but she becomes main character. Does that count? Rob, you're the judge.
In the first one, he Joel says is the main character.
Yeah, but
in the second one, Ellie's the main character.
What's this one?
Last of Us.
He says Ellie from Last of Us.
Is that the little girl?
Yeah.
That's the main character.
What?
That's the main character. But most mate, she's on the fucking... She's on the fucking cover of the game.
Most of the fucking games I play, the fucking supporting characters get killed. But that fucking kind of fits.
What?
Have you been killed before?
Man's respawned.
Nah, tried, but...
You got the fucking cheat codes.
Moving on.
Up, down, left, right, triangle, triangle, circle, circle. What?
I don't know.
Okay, Jordan's definitely the butler.
No, yeah, I'm not being a fucking butler.
Either choose one or you're getting fucking locked in the freezer, mate.
Five.
Sully from Uncharted, because you don't play as him. He's not on the fucking front cover or any fucking game.
Is he on the merchandise?
Probably. But that doesn't mean he's a main character.
Just full on destroyed. Yeah, Sully. Okay.
Sully from Uncharted.
Sully from Monsters, Inc. All right.
Mike Wazowski. Always watching you.
So, Rob?
Tails.
I knew you guys. Tails, I knew it.
What about Nathan Knuckles?
Fuck Knuckles.
Do you know the way?
What other question? If
actually, no, I'd be fucking Princess Peach.
Smash.
If you could be... or have any weapon from your favourite game, what would you have?
Bro, that popped
Sephiroth's
in my head.
Gunblade.
Fuck, nah. Reverse
Sephiroth's
that.
Gunblade. Sephiroth's Gunblade.
This fucking guy. Okay, back in. The corrupted Ashbringer from World of Warcraft. I don't know if you guys have seen that before, but yeah. It's...
Is that the one that's the one that's like a bucket
sword one.
Just filled with ash and it's corrupted?
And then you bring it as a quest. No, it's a fucking blade from the boys.
I'd have
a I know sword. One that's... Huh?
No, carry on.
I was saying, I reckon one that would suit you would be, you know, the ones from God of War.
The
fucking
blades of
chaos.
Yeah,
you
know what I was see, I was gonna say blades of chaos or a saw cleaver from Bloodborne. Last 10.
I was gonna say a stick from Minecraft with times 10 pushback. From modded, isn't it?
Magic fucking ones, yeah.
Oh, mate, those blades, though, from fucking God of War.
Nah, I'd 100% Totem of Undying. Totem of Undying.
Yeah.
No, I'd either choose Blades of Chaos. All right, you get to choose two weapons from your favourite game. I'll have Blades of Chaos and times 10 Saw Cleaver from Bloodborne. Times 10 because it's been upgraded 10 times.
I know my second weapon. But I want to see if Brogan tries to steal it because I stole his first weapon.
No, go for it. I've not thought of any.
No. All right, then. The big purple dildo from Saints Row.
Why would I have chosen that?
The big dildo bat.
You think very low of me, right?
Brogan, you just turn around and say, the dildo bat from Dead Rising. Sorted. Same thing.
Dead Rising?
You both get... that you've never played Dead Rising.
It's space. No, I have. Nah, you know what?
Or a big teddy bear.
Yeah, okay. Cloud's Buster Blade. Fuck it.
Oh, nice.
Because I like the big boy.
Would you not go for Barrett's arm? Like the machine gun arm?
Nah, I'm a blade boy. Or Angeal's fucking blade as well. Angeal's blade is quite nice. Or Genesis blade. Genesis blade is fucking well nice. The red.
You just like blades, yeah?
Oh, just fucking Final Fantasy blades in general. Minecraft.
Minecraft diamonds.
Fully enchanted blade from Minecraft. Boom.
Sharpness 5.
Bane of Arthropods?
No, Bane of Arthropods. You can't. Shit.
No, you can't. I don't think with sharpness.
No. Smite.
Smite 4.
I'm sure there's Smite 5.
Unbreaking 4. Mending.
Mending.
I'm surprised that none of us went for the energy sword off of Halo.
I was never a Halo.
Mate, it's weak because, like, how many hits do you get with it? Like, 4. And it breaks.
Still, just for the iconic hit.
Then you fucking hilt punch someone in the face.
Why didn't none of us choose a fucking lightsaber?
Oh, shit.
Because I was born on May the 4th. Doesn't mean that I'm going to fucking like Star Wars.
Right, you get to choose 3 weapons. I choose a lightsaber.
I choose Sith lightsaber.
What, like Darth Maul's one?
No, just a red boy.
I choose Count Dooku's. Because his is like a samurai.
This is a jewel type of thing, isn't it?
Yeah, it's nice.
And Rob, what lightsaber would you go for?
Who had the purple one?
Mace Windu.
That was Samuel L. Jackson, I know what I mean.
Yeah.
Yeah, him.
And he got that because he turned around and said, I won't be in Star Wars unless I get a fucking
purple one.
Yeah.
And he got a purple one.
Purple Helmet Warrior.
What of any what, game what, or any
Master world, Chief game, suit. What?
No,
just call it out straight away.
Alright, as we go down that route. If you could have the outfit of any of your fucking
Master Chief suit.
Steve's outfit.
Steve?
Minecraft Steve.
You're going to die fast.
What about you, Rob?
You two googled that game when I said about it, the Legend of Dragoon.
I didn't know.
I did.
You seen it, didn't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, you know how obviously they have all the armor and then the massive wings out the back and shit.
Is that with Quetzalcoatl?
No. That was off of fucking Final Fantasy VII.
And fucking Doom Train.
Mate, you only said that so that you could set fucking Jordan up. You know this.
I know this. Fucking Quetzalcoatl.
Doom Train.
Imagine being in that board meeting. So, Derek, what have you got for your nice boss for the end fight? I've got a train. I'm not sure what else. Call it fucking Doom Train. It's in. What about a bird? Quetzalcoatl, mate. Get her bombed. So, yeah. So, you're Dracoon, boys.
Yeah.
Probably their sort of armor.
Okay. Is there a specific one or like the main character's one?
Yeah, probably just go main character. I can't remember his name. I played it so many times, but it was so fun.
Should we call him Derek?
Yeah, never enough. We'll call him Jed.
Jed to us.
I'd have
a penis.
A full set of Daedric armor.
This guy.
Daedric's armor?
Daedric.
From Coronation Street. You got Daedric's armor.
She's wearing fucking burlap, mate.
Daedric armor.
Might as well wear a fucking tea towel.
You going on a day trip? Day trip armor.
To Amor in Italy. Day trip Amor in Italy. Can I change my mind?
No.
Okay. I've locked it in. I was going to say Assassin's Creed outfit from the first one.
Ezio.
Oh, Enzo's from the Renaissance one, isn't it?
It's Ezio. That's
the game that had the best game mechanics ever. That you could be on like a 400-foot fucking high tower and then jump into a bale of hay and be perfectly fine.
Imagine if there was a needle in that.
And then have the patience of sitting in that hail of bay.
All hail the hail of bay.
Jordan, the hail of bay. What a fuck. Look at this guy.
How dare you mock the hail of bay.
Right, that's a t-shirt.
But let me write that off.
The hail of bay.
So I am the content.
Holy grail, fuck that. Hail of bay.
And then it needs fucking needs the Assassin's Creed character coming down with a little
with a surprise face.
Yeah, with the fucking bale of hay at the bottom.
Hail of bay.
A little cup with some hay coming out of it.
What about
my first question that I was going to go into before you shouted out fucking Master Chief's fucking suit was if any childhood game you played, if it could be remastered or rebooted, what would you choose? Rob's Sonic.
It's been remastered though, isn't it?
There is a new game coming out, yeah.
I really don't know. Or
I've kind of crapped out with this question because mine favorite or childhood game has already been remastered and rebooted. So
I would say the Devil May Cry series.
Oh,
fully remastered to look gorgeous.
I'm gay for that.
Yeah.
I'm gay for that.
Other than that, I can't really think of anything from childhood that.
No, because my only childhood stuff was like I had the top down view fucking GTAs on PlayStation 1, Crash Bandicoot, Spyro, Tomb Raider.
Yeah.
Metal Gear Solid.
That's been done, I think.
Yeah. Metal Gear Solid's been outdone, I think, now.
Resident Evil.
I didn't play the originals.
I know what game I want remastered. I just thought of it.
What?
The Getaway.
The Getaway.
Oh.
Remember the one that was based in London?
Oh. Driver.
It's been done, isn't it?
Yeah, they got to Driver 3 and they kind of stopped. And they had Driver San Francisco. But I want the first Driver.
True Crime Streets of LA.
The first driver to be remastered?
SingStar 2004.
What?
just dance.
Fuck it. Big bass fishing.
Smash. Yeah, definitely. SingStar 2000 with Jamelia. What is it? Superstar. I am the winner that makes me feel like this.
Brogan.
You could be some kind of Brogan. Superstar.
Brogan.
Put your eyes on you, no matter which way where you are. Sorry. I don't know what it is. Okay, sorry.
Because we've done the side character, you'd be.
Yeah.
Or supporting character. What main character would you be? Of any game. Doesn't have to be your favourite game. Any game.
You know what? A series that we've not talked about. Ratchet and Clank.
Yeah. They got remastered as well.
Yeah.
Completed it as well. Me and Jax played through it. Like, yeah, she was playing through it, but if there's any sort of tricky jumps, because she weren't as good with the controller.
I just thought of it. Jack from Jack and Daxter. Brother. Remaster that right now.
Naughty Dog may do that.
Jack and Daxter 3, I think, was one of the best ones. Where you could go into the city and, like, mess with the guards and that. It was like GTA, but Jack and Daxter. Yeah, I choose Jack.
I choose Kratos.
Ooh, from God of War. Yeah, which is it, the new one or
the old
PlayStation
one.
3's?
PlayStation
2
3.
And one or whatever the fuck it was. Two.
It was two. PlayStation.
PlayStation 2?
Two. I'm going to say two.
Two and then three and then four.
Yeah.
And then PC.
Yeah. And then I'll PlayStation 5 as well.
Rob's hard at thinking.
I'd probably do Captain Price.
Surprised you didn't choose Deadpool.
From which one?
Soap trusted you. And why in their bloody hell?
I don't know.
From Modern Warfare or... Or Call of Duty 4.
That was Modern Warfare.
Oh.
Call of Duty 4.
Oh, yeah, no. I'm thinking of Modern Warfare 2, sorry.
I'd probably do... Yeah, Modern Warfare. Ooh. Oh. Just so you know.
The action.
I'm lagging out this server.
What?
I threw down 10 supply crates at the same time.
Now, what else? If you had to walk into a room and have a song play to introduce you, what song would it be?
I got bitches all on my dick and every day sucking on my balls. That one. It's gotta be.
I Got Bitches by A2M.
Rob. Yep. Oh no! Sorry. Sorry.
No.
Alright.
Too late now. I've moved on to Rob.
Sorry.
Me moving on means
confirmed. It's confirmed. Yeah, sorry.
You pressed that button.
Slap at the bass.
Paper Cut by Linkin Park.
Ooh.
Good, very good choice. Very good choice.
I like that. Young J-Dog.
J-Dizzle.
Please don't.
J-Dog, you've got your own merch, mate, so it's fine.
Would you prefer J Jizzle?
I
prefer Foreskin. I'd prefer my army nickname than those two.
Jordan Foreskin.
Yeah, I'd prefer that over J Dog or J Dizzle.
If you was to get circumcised, would you then have to change your last name?
No.
To why? Jordan Foreskin. Jordan. Oh, fucking hell.
Jordan. All right, Jordan.
Right, Jordan.
You like Jordan? I'm out. So, what was yours? Papa Roach.
Fucking Limp Bizkit.
He is a Limp Bizkit.
What was the Limp Bizkit?
Keep rolling.
Break Stuff. Break Stuff. By Limp
that
Bizkit.
Makes sense.
Yeah, I get that. That's Break legitness. Just to let everyone know, I was thinking of Numa. But
Numa, yeah.
Sadly,
what about the ketchup smell?
I'm a hobby and a boogie and a willy dibby.
The Numa song is just your national anthem, isn't it, Brogan?
Tesun, Sespoon, Chesit, Akum, Alo, Ubira, Cynthia, Felicita, Alo, Alo. Brother, I remain in it.
Well, you think of any other questions about that stuff? I don't know why I went really high pitched then.
Do you have any other questions about that sort of thing?
If you was to have anyone's car or vehicle from a game, what would you have?
Need for Speed Most Wanted, that main car, 100%. The Skyline? Is it Skyline? No, or is it a Beamer?
It's a Beamer
in it.
Yeah.
Smash. Mm. Take that. With the paint job and the body kit, obviously. Other than that, I don't really know.
Vehicle.
Warthog from Halo?
No.
That'd be fucking awesome.
With the rocket launcher attachment on top.
Mm.
See, I asked the question, but now I'm stumped. I might go for just because it's still relatively like fucking modern. I'd go for Franklin's car off of GTA 5.
Oh, that is quite juicy, that one.
Was it the Buffalo?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm guessing it's supposed to be a
Charger.
Yeah.
Dodge Charger. Yeah.
Smash. Jordan's like melted. You got this. No?
I can't think of one.
Doesn't have to be a car.
It could be just, it's a vehicle.
Yeah, just a vehicle.
Could be a fucking spaceship, mate.
Yeah.
The spaceship from Destroy All Humans.
The what?
the spaceship from Destroy All Humans.
As in the one he comes down in, or like the mothership one?
Yeah. The one that you can control. Yeah.
Nice. Yeah. I like that.
I like that. I don't like that van go.
Should we end this here?
I think it's been a lot of gaming content. It's been good.
Hmm.
I think we've done way over. This part is 45 minutes long. And that other part was 37 or something.
Oh, fucking
hell. Yeah, let's wrap it up.
Yeah, no.
All right, well, Jordan, do you want to close it, or should I close it? Or Rob, do you want to close it?
Yeah,
You haven't closed it.
You haven't opened or closed it. So
he's opened it. He opened it last week.
Did he?
No, I didn't.
I kind
of opened it.
You did.
You done the opening and then passed it over to me, and then I've done the question of asking how everyone was.
All right.
You can close it.
Okay.
Don't like closing things.
Just
only like opening things.
Just slightly jar the door then.
All right. I'll leave it slightly open so people can come back.
Leave the light on in the fucking corridor though. I'm scared of that.
They can even. Leave the light on. Leave a like on the video. Give us a decent rating on Spotify. Check us out. Check the merch store. you know, give us some feedback or some messages and questions of anything that you want to see us do or hear. You know, give us some decent ideas because we're just rabbiting on lately.
Yeah.
But yeah, I hope you all have a great week. It's been emotional. Thanks for listening.
And who doesn't want to watch a podcast where I eat all the time?
Exactly.
Like today.
I mean, he's eating his mate's penis.
Just...
Put me off my peanuts now.
Oh, this is something I want to try. Bye from me, Dennis.
Bye. Oh,
fucking God.
From him, Jordan.
Bye from Jordan.
J Dog.
Oh, J Dizzle.
And
from me, Rob.
All right. See you in a bizzle. Bye.